Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, The Mix. That's Beach Talk, 312-233-1019. So Bobby D and the wife decided they're going to do a Chicago beach for the first time ever. Like, we know there's a lot of them. Is there any in particular that we should go to? We hear about a lot of them. What do you suggest? Look at this. 530 Club jamming now.
Yeah.
Cranking. Cranking, Renee. You recommend where?
Oak Street.
You recommend Oak Street Beach. A very popular beach there, right on the curve. All right, by the Drake. What about, if you know, Violetta was saying that all the beaches have a personality. What's your take on Oak Street Beach?
I like the sand. And I like the water.
Good.
Stop right there.
Two good things. When you go to the beach, two good things to enjoy. Sand and water. We're on you. We're with you.
I was a lifeguard for 7 years for Chicago Park District.
Oh. So
but I worked at Montrose.
Gotcha.
So I feel like I'm putting my beach down.
Okay.
But Oak Street, I just, the sand, the water, the skyline.
It kind of has a little bit of the beautiful people quality to it.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
It's relaxing.
Well, or maybe, no. Okay, let me put it this way. It kind of has a we think we're the beautiful people quality to it.
Yes, and you get the whole Chicago. Like, if you want right. the true, like, downtown Chicago,
sure.
and you're going to tell people you went to Chicago Beach, I think that's the one to go to.
For sure. In your years being a lifeguard, how many people did you pull out of the water?
Too many.
Oh, wow.
Too many people
scary.
Forget about their kids.
Oh my God.
Scary.
Wow, that's really an endorsement for parenting as a whole.
Okay, well, yeah, way nice. To go, lifeguard. That's why we need the lifeguards.
Yeah. Thank you, Renee.
Thanks.
Thank you.
God.
Thank you for that. Hi there, Annette. You suggest what?
Foster Avenue Beach.
Foster Avenue. Okay, and what kind of personality do you think Foster Avenue Beach has?
It's very quiet. It's not as big as the other ones. And it's very clean.
Very clean.
Oh, that's key.
I believe, too, just to follow up on the previous call, does it have sand and water?
Oh, it does have sand. Much.
But it has one more thing. It has a grass section. So if you don't
yes,
want to get
mm-hmm, yes.
if you don't want to get in the sand, my parents never let us get in the sand. So we only
stay on
the grass.
Bringing that home to the restaurant.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, and you go barbecue on the grass over there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Foster is a big barbecue beach, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. And there's more. I always find more parking at Foster Avenue.
That's
key.
Good talking right
that
there.
That is
very
thing.
Important. Thank you, Annette. Thank you. I hope this is helping Bobby D and his wife. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. If you were to select a beach, which one would you recommend?
I always pick Montrose Beach.
Montrose,
yeah. Another
yes.
good one.
Right down there,
yeah.
kind of by the harbor, sort of, just mm-hmm. north of the harbor.
Yep.
Right. And yep. And why do you like Montrose, and what kind of personality does it have?
So I used to live in the city. I'm out in the suburbs now. So my wife and I, you know, we used to live by Montrose Beach, so that was kind of our beach.
Right, just handy,
then. Yeah, and now out in the suburbs, we'll load up the bikes. Parking at Montrose is pretty good if you get there early.
Yep.
Yeah. And then load up the bikes, and then you can kind of cruise down Lakeshore Drive and, you know,
there you go, ride the bike path. Work your way down from Montrose down to the city.
You can hit all the beaches at that point, really.
Yeah, you can start to jam your way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make a day of it.
They have different concerts down there, too, and bonfires, as well as, like, concession stands. A lot of concessions.
Violetta knows everything. You should do Violetta's beach review.
Right.
For those of you that might be wondering. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, you're
like
an infomercial over there for the beaches.
I love the beaches, and I don't think they're utilized enough by Chicagoans.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, Bobby D and his wife are going to give it a shot.
Good, go.
So hopefully that helps.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Time to find out now. Eric in the Morning list time. 6:21 now on the mix. Scientists create a new straw as an instant cure for hiccups called the Hickaway. The forced inspiratory suction and swallow tool, or what we call this show behind the scenes. Hey. Top three. Top three by your votes. Instant cures. Hiccups, they're gone when you do what, Maddie?
You drink Pedialyte.
Really?
Hmm.
Pedialyte will get rid of hiccups.
So my dad had hiccups for like over 24 hours.
Oh
they
God.
Wouldn't stop.
Oh, man.
He went to the emergency room, couldn't figure it out, nothing. Went home. We were Googling stuff, and we thought Gatorade at first wasn't working, switched to Pedialyte, and they finally went away.
There you go.
Is it like a chug it, or can you sip it?
No, you can sip it.
Okay.
You know, like a fine whiskey.
Pedialyte.
Thank you, Maddie. Bethany, instant cure for hiccups.
Hey, so my grandma taught us that you would have to hold, I know it's weird to say, but like hold the inner tabs of your ears. and then drink water at the same time.
Hold the inner tabs of your ears and drink water.
Like with your fingers, just put on both ears.
All right, I guess
on
my
tab.
So then you'd have to have a straw like the Hickaway, because if you hold your ears, like, now how do I drink? I can't pick that up.
Yeah.
Right.
I used to do it at, in high school with the drinking fountain. I'd use my elbow.
Good thinking.
It worked every time.
Every time. Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. Number three, Jessica, instant cure for hiccups.
Eating mustard.
Really? Mustard? That one I haven't heard before.
Like a lot of it or just a little bit?
Just a small amount.
Okay.
Does it matter? A nice Dijon? You got to go yellow. Can you go honey mustard if you want?
You could probably try any kind of mustard, I'm sure, yeah.
Any kind of mustard.
Huh. All I never heard that.
I haven't either. Mm-mm. And number two, instant cure for hiccups, Teresa.
Hi, good morning. You take a lit match and you dip it in a glass of water and you drink it.
Ugh.
I learned it from a lady when I was wasted in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
The barkeep told me to do it instantly, took my hiccups away.
Wow. Really? Yeah.
We actually do that one.
You really get some of the best advice when you're wasted in Ireland.
Right.
Completely, yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A lit match in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard that one before, but this is mine.
Oh.
There we go. I completely agree with you at number one, Jennifer.
A spoonful of peanut butter.
It works every time.
Really? See, I haven't heard that one.
Does not fail.
You haven't heard that one, Nikki?
No. Oh. We do the match one, but not that, no.
Take one spoonful of peanut butter, right, Jennifer? Hiccups,
yes.
Gone.
Instantly.
Yeah, you have to change your breathing pattern. And I guess you can't, like
I think it just gets everything
it?
Sticky down there, so it takes away the spasm, or whatever it might be.
Which was
also my first radio name. Spasm in the morning.
That medical definition was solid.
Yeah. Jennifer, where did you learn that?
My grandma.
Yep.
Passed Grandma's
down
not everything.
Generations. That's great. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Cue the music. It's time now for I Found It in My Food.
Oh, God.
1 in 10 people not bothered by finding a strange hair in their food. That's me. I got an email. Oh, yeah, Eric, guess what I found? I found an earring in my burrito. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that. I probably, if it was like a Chipotle burrito, I would cut that part out, but I would keep eating the other part.
Yeah, that was kind of my thing about the hair. You know, like I would proceed with disgust, but still proceed.
Gotcha. Okay, if it's not an earring in your burrito, is it Sherry or Cherie?
It's Cherie. Great
Cherie.
Job.
Hi. Yep. Cherie, what did you find in your food?
Well, it was an egg roll, and you know those little tear-off raffle tickets where you keep one and the other person keeps one?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's got the number on it?
Yep.
That was inside.
I got a raffle ticket and your egg roll.
Yep.
All right, so someone actually had to somehow get it in there and then deep fry it and get it to you.
Exactly, yes.
Did you win? Did you win anything?
Was it a winner?
I won a disgusting bite of egg roll.
Oh, yeah.
Did you keep going?
I did not keep going, no.
Okay. See,
no,
I think I'd keep going on that one.
That's
not, like, related to the body or anything.
I would feel like the deep frying would kill anything that I'd be concerned about on the raffle ticket and the egg roll. All right, raffle ticket and the egg roll. Hi, Jill, found it in my food.
Hi. Well, I was enjoying a shake, and then I was stirring it with my straw, and I'm like, something's weird. The shake's not coming through the straw.
Uh-oh.
And so then I opened up the top, and I lifted it up. And it was a napkin in my shake.
Napkin in my shake.
Okay.
Napkin in my shake. Did you continue with the shake?
No, I was alarmed, and my husband said, wait a minute, let me, and he took it from me, and I thought he was going to find some justice, and he came back with a new shake, and I said, I will never have a shake again.
Okay. No, I'm with your husband on that. I'm with the husband.
You know, that's actually kind of a variation of a great trick that I recommend trying if you're with your buddies.
What's that?
If they have a drink with a straw, you know the paper that you get on the straws?
Yeah.
Take one off and kind of roll it up when no one's looking.
Oh,
slide it into their straw. This is the next time they take their drink. It's like a...
I don't recommend that. That
you laugh for days.
Choking your friends.
Yeah, it's hilarious. When they get done choking.
Days and days. Why do you guys have to take it to an emergency room level? I've done this 500 times and nobody's choked.
I like to take the wrapper and just like blow it in someone's face.
Staying in the egg roll world. Hi, Charlotte. That's such a good bit.
What is going on?
I love that.
Thank you for being four all over again.
I've been laughing for days.
Four, you're choking people with the rip.
No one choked.
Whip and I are just going to go out to eat somewhere else.
Hi, Charlotte. Sticking with the egg rolls. Found it in your food.
Yes, I bit into an egg roll, and I was chewing, and I thought, this is a very tough vegetable. Pulled it out, and it was a rubber band.
A rubber band in the egg roll. Rubber band
in
the egg roll.
What's with the egg roll?
Yeah.
What is happening? Yeah.
Did you keep going?
I spit it out, and I was a little alarmed for a while, and then I thought, well, vegetables come wrapped with, you know, the rubber bands around it.
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
Harmless.
Plus, it was a really delicious egg roll.
Exactly. I kind of get that logic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Hey, Sue, here we go. Found in your food.
Oh, no.
A
crushed up cigarette butt.
In what?
No. Like, it was in a plate of Middle Eastern something.
Something.
It was like a buffet. We were in Munich, and I begged my husband and my father-in-law not to go into this place.
Like a buffet, you mean?
But it's their buffet behind the counter. So they just kind of scoop it. And to this day, my husband really believes that the guy just
put it out there.
He's like,
I'm done with this.
This is how we do it in Germany.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Time is money. I got no fight. Not time to find an ashtray.
This adds to the experience.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be like Jello or something.
Smoke. Smoke flavor. It's a
addition. Found it in your food.
Trending on Twitter. On the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Three is the number for trending on Twitter, and at number three.
Yes, M&M just revealed a new flavor, and people can't wait for the holiday season. M&M Snowballs. They're going to be white chocolate and pretzel and coming out in September 2021. And the packaging is really cute because the M&M has like a pretzel on his face with like snow on it.
I'm always a big believer. I'll only buy products that have cute packaging.
Mm-hmm. It helps.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
M&M's, do it right.
Interestingly enough, maybe to tie into that, I read a story. A British man reached the Guinness Book of World Records by stacking 5 M&Ms. That's a record.
That only 5?
Try it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to. What the heck?
I'll bet you can't do 3.
Can you lick them first?
No.
Oh.
You can't change the consistency.
And I'm assuming they mean like the plain, like the kind of sort of flat ones. Okay.
Well, even the peanut would
butter.
Be even harder.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it has to be those. Okay.
Yeah. Stacked 5 of them. There you go.
That's going to be like my whole afternoon. I'm going to try to stack M&Ms.
You live the good life.
There's a window.
Yeah, you live the good life.
All right.
For those of you that are driving into, like, you know, the hospital to save lives today, your afternoon, Via Letta's going to stack M&Ms all afternoon
Maybe
long.
Maybe I do it live on Instagram.
That'll be fascinating.
And that's why I'm getting off social media.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, Harrison Ford was injured on set of the 5th Indiana Jones movie yesterday. What? The 78-year-old.
Well, he's 78.
Well, I know.
He was injured stepping out of his dressing room.
he got hurt on one of the Star Wars, the most recent Star Wars movie.
He did.
Remember the Millennium Falcon door
fell
on him? I know, but he's kind of become injury prone.
Because he's 78.
And he got the whole
working
plane
on action movies.
The plane landing thing.
Well, that too. He lives it.
He really should have a stunt double. But so the 78-year-old hurt his shoulder while rehearsing a fight scene.
See?
Yeah.
When's the last? My dad is 82, and he doesn't rehearse fight scenes.
No. Right.
That's what happens. 78-year-olds get hurt.
Yep.
He should be quietly sitting down in Florida. That should be what Harrison Ford is doing.
True.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
The biggest thing online right now is definitely Britney Spears. She addressed the court for the first time since her court-appointed attorney filed to remove her father, Jamie, as conservator. The biggest thing here that she denied is that she doesn't have dementia. And this is a big part of the puzzle because a lot of people saying this conservatorship is very rare for such a young person.
Mm-hmm.
But dementia would play a very big role in that if she is diagnosed with that. A lot of other things under that. I don't know if we want to touch any of it.
You still going hashtag Free Britney?
I am hashtag Free Britney because, listen, there have been a lot of crazy people out there living their lives however they want, and they've had the autonomy to do so themselves, and she should do that too. She should have the right to do it.
I understand.
No, I think that's a solid point.
I mean, it's her life.
Yeah. Right.
She wants
her
to marry the wrong people. She should.
She made the money.
She made the money.
She did.
I know.
It's hers.
I'm understanding.
Go blow it. Go spend it.
I think, and isn't that the greatest advice ever? There it is. Yeah.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Anybody listening who? With a cooler, interesting job title, 312-233-1019. So a company called Hydrant is searching for a chief thirst officer. Eileen, your job title is?
I'm a standardized patient.
Standardized patient.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that I get a script, and I work with medical students, and I get a script, so I have to memorize what's wrong with me.
Oh.
And then they do a history and a physical exam.
Kramer did this on Seinfeld.
That's right.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Didn't he have to have herpes or gonorrhea or something like that?
Right.
Yeah, he was a patient, and the medical students came in and had to, from his symptoms, right?
Wow, that's right.
Yeah.
What's been your best disease?
She's gone.
Oh, bummer.
Jerry Seinfeld is going to star in and direct a new movie titled Unfrosted, by the way.
It's about Pop-Tarts on
Netflix. There
really?
You go. Oh, wow. I just thought it was a school, but it's not. It's an actual job, Dave.
Boilermaker.
He's a Boilermaker.
Oh.
Boilermaker. He's a Boilermaker. Did you go to Purdue?
Yeah.
Just to work for under a repair boiler.
Uh-huh. All right. So you've
been there.
You're basically a boiler repair person.
No, I can build one from scratch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. Wow.
Like with, you know, a couple of pieces of duct tape and some PVC pipe and some chewing gum. Just throw a boiler
basically,
together.
Yeah.
And you've been a boiler maker your whole life?
Since 1994.
Oh, that's sweet good. Thing. You enjoy it?
Oh, it's the best job ever.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, for all you kids going to college, consider a career in boiler making.
I'm so impressed.
Look at that. That's nice. Hi, Susie.
Good morning.
Your job title?
I am the chief scent consultant.
Chief scent consultant.
For what?
That's right.
Yeah, what?
We have a shop in Geneva, Illinois, where you can come in and create your own scent.
Oh, I love
it. Uh-huh. And so you're the one that guides people through their scent making?
Exactly. Nice. Can I tell you a quick story about my favorite customer?
Yeah, I'd love that.
So we had a customer come in, young girl, sit at the bar. She's making her mix, and her two scents were pineapple and cannabis.
Pineapple and cannabis.
Okay.
So Nikki was there.
She's sitting at the bar, and it's full of people, and she's like, these are two of my favorite things.
So are Nikki's. Pineapple and cannabis.
Mixing a little wine, and you got
a dash of vodka,
by the
and
way,
we're good.
Did you see last night on Conan, speaking of jobs, late-night talk show host, you know, he's going into his final shows now, and he had Seth Rogen on, and they actually smoked pot on TV last night.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. My. No.
Conan,
oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, he and Seth Rogen.
What?
Yep. Hey, Joan, what's your job? Hi, Joan. Yo, Joan. Yeah, Joan. Hey, you, director
Hello?
Of first impressions. Joan, you're not making a very good one. Hello? That's really her job, director of first impressions.
Well, she's not Come in the tech on. Department, okay?
Look at this.
That's hilarious.
Look at the impression she's making. She is not very good at her job.
I thought you were just being uber sarcastic.
No, that is, it says she is the director of first impressions.
Wow.
How ironic was that?
No kidding.
Wow. And then finally, I didn't know this was a job. I hope it pays well, Bob.
Hey. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I got you there, Bob. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm retired. No, I don't do it. But when I was in high school, I worked on a farm, and I was a chicken sexer.
Chicken sexer.
What?
Oh, wow.
Just sex up the chickens. Yep.
Every spring when you get all the chicks, hundreds and
That's
hundreds
when you
of
get
them,
the chicks.
Yeah.
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 Sure. Yeah. When you get the chicks, you got to decide which ones are the roosters. And which ones are the hens?
Uh-huh.
Because when you go and buy a chicken, most likely it's a rooster because the hens are used, you know, for the eggs.
Right, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned that in health.
So
I got all that part of it.
Is it hard to tell, by the way?
Well,
not if you're an impressive rooster.
Right, I know you.
You have to use your finger.
Yeah, yes, you do have to use your finger. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I think that's an upset.
Sweet job. Hey, it's Eric. So, are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. It least I think it was. Here it is. Iconic music moments Americans would have liked to have seen live.
Oh. Mm.
Iconic music moments Americans would have liked to have seen live. Number one was Whitney Houston singing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, classic version, which she lip-synced, by the way.
Talk about soaring vocals and inspiring a nation.
Beautiful.
Also on the list, Elton John's performance of Candle in the Wind, Candle in the Wind at Princess Diana's funeral. The Beatles' rooftop concert in London. The Rolling Stones performing in Hyde Park. And rounding out your top five, Prince's rainy halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was so good.
Now, why is that relevant?
Because you were there.
I was there because that was the Bears' Super Bowl.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
What?
That was when the Bears played the Colts in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Prince performed in a torrential downpour in Miami.
So good.
And it's made the top five most iconic music moments of all time that people wanted to see. And what did I do?
Huh.
I was in the concourse because it was raining too hard. I'm like, I'm not staying out there.
You're getting a beer.
True story.
You missed it getting a beer.
I didn't see a thing.
Oh, that is not good.
I didn't see one song.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's now I read this. I go, what an absolute idiot.
Yeah, you're not getting that. You're not getting that moment back for many reasons.
Yeah,
but I will say about 2/3 of the stadium was doing the same thing I was doing because it was raining harder than I've ever experienced rain in my life.
And then all of us at home were like standing up applauding when that was done, while you guys are just
we rode home from that game. We walked to the car. Took off all our clothes except our underwear, put them in a pile, and climbed in the car in our underwear and drove home. They were unsalvageable.
Wrenched.
Oh, my God.
If you, stood in a torrential rainstorm in your clothes for 3 hours, you don't want those clothes anymore.
Nope.
It was absolutely awful, and I missed one of the top five most iconic music moments of all time.
Unreal.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
312-233-1019. You're not fancy at all. In fact, you're a little embarrassed because you have this in your house. I just ran through the 10 things that you're not supposed to have in your home after the age of 30. Violetta had 9 of them.
No, but I have time. I have time to get rid of all this.
Yep, it's purge time. Whip had 11 of the 10.
That's true.
Had an extra one.
I don't care. Living my best life.
That's fine. 312-233-1019. You're embarrassed to have it in your house, but it's there, Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We have a talking Steve Urkel doll in our house.
Oh, wow. Creepy.
Yeah, that's great.
That's collectible.
And why do you have a talking Steve Urkel doll in your home?
I'm not even sure. It belonged to my son years ago. He's in his 30s now, and it just kind of resurfaced recently, and so it just kind of gets moved from room to room to creep everyone out.
Yeah,
that's the creepy factor.
As long as it's there for a purpose. Creeping everyone out. You're embarrassed in your house, Lori.
Yeah, we got all these magnets on our covering our refrigerator.
A couple thousand of them on there?
Just about. Yeah. It feels like it.
Yeah, you're like, how many times could we go to the Dells? Got every Dells magnet we could possibly want on there.
Aww.
Kevin, you're back.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't have a Darth Vader, but I'm close. I have a Chewbacca doll from when I was 7 years old. I'm now 50, so.
And? Do you live alone?
He's got Chewbacca.
Please say no. Please say no. Please say no.
Can you see me? All right. Thank you, Kevin. Hey, it's Eric. And you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. The Mix, the greatest decade of your life. 8:15 now. Mix Morning Mindbender. The majority of Americans believe this decade is the best decade of life. Their best years are which one? Let's start with a whip today.
30s.
Let's go to Violetta.
I'm going to go 60s.
Let's go to Nikki.
I also went 30s.
Let's go to Heather.
I said my 20s.
20s. No, 20s. I'm sorry. Shoot. Oh, man. So close. 20s. Finished second.
Ooh.
Second. To the greatest decade of your life, Chris.
30s
is exactly right. Why are you making the sad face, Violetta? You're facing the greatest decade of your life.
No,
hell ahead of you.
But then it's over.
Tell us all about it.
You've got like more than a decade.
I just think everybody's got so much to look forward to in their 60s. Retirement, kids are out of the house.
I like your your mindset on that.
You've got that and the 30s.
Hey, Chris, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
47.
All right, Chris, as you look back at your 30s, would you say that was the greatest decade of your life, or do you think you're in it now?
No, I agree, the 30s.
30s. You're going to go 30s all the way around. All right.
Solid.
I'm going 80s. I really am.
Let's hope. Everybody should hope for that, right?
But like I've said before, my dad's 82. Happiest guy around.
Yeah.
You know, not a care in the world. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I feel like my parents just started getting happy. Like,
there you go.
See?
Finally, you got your own place.
So, hey, you guys move out. I just
finally,
want the
like,
correlation.
We got rid of her. We can get our lives back.
That's something to that. Saying. Like, I just finally feel like I'm like, well, you guys got a pep in your step. What happened?
Well, you left.
I remember you being so angry all the time.
There we go.
Number one was your 20s. Or I'm sorry, number one was your 30s. Number two was your 20s, followed by your 40s. Then it figures 50s, 60s. Then under 20, then 70s.
Oh.
Your 80s didn't even make the list.
Well, 1% voted for 80s, so that was me. I was the 1%.
Okay.
80s are the greatest. I can't wait.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9, the mix.
I saw an article. People are sharing the strange belongings they found after a loved one's death.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why you found that.
Right.
A box labeled pens that don't work, full of, well, pens that didn't work.
Yeah.
Another one who found John's appendix from 1907 in a jar.
Whoa.
That's nice. And my grandpa had a list of 100 names, 87 of which were crossed off with red ink. To this day, we don't know what that meant, but it can't be good. Look at these. Hang on, Christine. Hang on, Amy. Hi there, Dawn. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? Good morning.
Good. What'd you discover?
Many years, in the late 90s, my mom's aunt had died. She was 95. She lived in Cicero all by herself in a three-story house. Wanted to get the kids out of the way, so we told they told all of us to go in the basement and look through everything. And in one of the drawers, my cousin found $13,000 just stashed away.
Wow! Graham had been squirreling away money.
What?
Yep.
13 large.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Awesome. And of course, you probably cut a deal with your cousins, right? Don't tell anybody. We're going to split this up, divide this up. Don't say a thing. Keep this quiet until we tell it on the radio in like 10 years. It's going to be great. Thank you, Dawn. Christine.
I found three pill bottles, prescriptions from the 1930s with pills still in them.
Really? And what kind of pills were they?
So it just said their names. It didn't say what it was for. It said their names and take it at bedtime. That was it. So we decided not to find out.
There you go.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. You found out grandma was a pill popper.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You just never know. Now, this one. This is a tough explanation. Hi there, Amy.
Hello. So my great aunt, who had never been married, passed away at 103. And while we were cleaning out her house, we found a chainsaw under her bed and a tall blade dresser full of very risque lingerie.
Grandma was into some freaky stuff.
It was embarrassing almost. There were things we shouldn't see, but the chainsaw to this day, she could barely lift anything, so we don't know what she thought she was
going to
do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, she was into the weird stuff. Wow. I mean, a lot of fun. She was fun.
Right, of course.
Sexy and protecting herself.
Yeah, we hope. If it was used for anything else, that would be uncomfortable.
Wait, what?
I know, it's unexplainable. That's when you just hope you find a box of pens that don't work.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, not so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you'll never think of grandma the same way again.
No.
Chainsaw under the bed and a dresser full of provocative lingerie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's how she lived until 103. Yeah.
Man, she would rock Instagram today, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
OnlyFans page would be on fire.
It would be crazy.
Yeah. Making it worse. Making it
worse. I might subscribe to that one.
No, making it real bad.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
That's right. Just after 9 o'clock every Thursday, three stories and three stories only on Three Story Thursday. So the deal is I'll give you the headlines. You tell me which ones you'd like first, second, and third. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yes.
Whiskey neat. Nikki was remembering this headline. Fisherman finds unopened whiskey bottle inside fish.
That's crazy. Okay.
Headline number two. 8-foot snake mistaken for garden hose by Long Island homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And headline number three. Cyclist's face fractured by squirrel he hit while riding downhill at 35 miles an hour.
Wow.
You got You got snakes, whiskey, squirrels.
We got to end with snakes, I think, don't we?
Snakes. We can do whatever you want with.
Oh, okay. Can we end with snakes?
We can end with snakes.
Yeah, that sounds great. Why don't we start with some whiskey?
All right. Hold on. Let me make sure I got a snake thing ready.
Oh, okay.
Right. You want to start with whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fisherman finds unopened whiskey bottle inside fish. Westport, Washington fisherman named Jason. He just goes by one name like Cher or Madonna.
Okay.
Jason. Recently caught a giant fish while out on the water. He sliced it open and was stunned to find a full unopened bottle of Fireball whiskey.
Oh, Fireball.
Score.
You know who likes that? Pitbull.
That's right. Fireball.
Yes. Whips guy. There we are. Yeah. Jason posted a video of himself pretending to drink the whiskey. You should try to find that for us.
Yes.
Jason in Westport, Washington with a giant bottle of Fireball inside a fish. Cyclist face fractured by squirrel. This is my worst nightmare right here.
Really?
He hit
really?
While riding down a hill at 35 miles an hour. If you ride a bike and you get up any kind of speed going down the hill, it flashes through your mind. If anything comes out, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big, huge trouble. The cyclist was thrown over his handlebars after he hit the squirrel. Tim Egerton, who was 58, was riding down the hill in Oakworth, England, when the squirrel suddenly ran out. Damn squirrels. They seriously are always in the way. The sales rep smashed his face on the road, knocking him out cold, fracturing his cheek in two places. Onlookers came to Tim's aid. He was rushed to a local hospital where surgeons repaired his damaged cheekbone with a titanium plate.
Wow.
My gosh.
The last thing I remember is riding down the hill, then coming in the back of an ambulance. The rest is completely blank. The poor squirrel didn't stand a chance.
That was my next question.
That's what I would have thought.
Oh, man.
I know the outcome of that one.
Yeah.
Well, don't run out in front of a bike.
Yeah, watch it, squirrels.
And finally, 8-foot snake mistaken for garden hose.
Okay.
This also is my worst nightmare.
Yes. Yeah.
Reach down. Garden hose is actually a snake. In Long Island, New York, a massive snake was captured after it was spotted in the driveway of a Long Island home. According to reports, the homeowner initially thought the snake was a garden hose she forgot to put away. The police wrangled the snake, were able to contain it in a large garbage can after capturing it in the neighborhood. While officials stated that they believe that the 8-foot-long animal is a boa constrictor,
ooh,
animal experts believe it may be some other kind of snake. They're not even sure what kind of snake it is.
Okay.
Wow.
According to a pet store owner that spoke with the news outlet, it may actually be a Burmese python. The species of snake has become infamous over the past several years after becoming invasive species in Florida. They are typically not found in the New York region. Anybody scared of snakes?
Yes.
Mm. Completely scared of snakes?
Well, remember we had we faced my fear in here that time.
That's
remember
right.
you surprised me, ambushed me with a bunch of snakes?
It was Snake Griffin.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Are you ready for the top three trending on Twitter, Violetta?
Yes.
At number three.
Vin Diesel says that Cardi B will be returning to the Fast and Furious franchise in F10. Cardi is starring
We're just getting F9. We're already doing it. F9's not even out.
Is this another thing like where they've said like 10 movies in a row, this is going to be the last one? And then it's
I think they're saying, we're not quitting. We're doing like 15.
Yeah. Ever. We're never quitting.
There's too much money in this for us.
Yeah, so Cardi is starring as Leza in F9, which hits theaters on Friday. So I guess they're already working on 10, even before 9's out.
Whip, don't confuse yourself. They have never threatened to quit on us.
I thought I heard that. Maybe it was just wishful thinking.
Some of us have been like, about time for you guys to quit. No.
Okay.
All right, trending on Twitter, number two.
Scooter Braun has opened up about the Taylor Swift drama, and he says he takes issue with Taylor calling him a bully after he acquired the singer-songwriter's first 6 studio albums. Some are just chalking it up to that's just business, but Taylor fans are villainizing him, and he's kind of over it.
Yeah, you gotta stay out of the way of those Taylor Swift fans. They,
well,
they will
the
get
thing.
You.
No, I know. Yeah, it's a lot of unfair business going there.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
A little bit more drama. Justin Timberlake now trending in connection with the Britney Spears controversy. She spoke for the first time in court about removing her father, Jamie, as conservator of her estate. A lot of details came out about the last 13 years. Justin tweeted out the following message yesterday in her defense. After what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney at this time, regardless of our past, good or bad, no matter how long it's been. What's happening to her is just not right. No woman should ever be restricted about decisions about her body. He says some more. Jess and I send our love and our absolute support to Britney during this time.
You know, it's interesting, too. I keep seeing the clip on TV, and they keep showing him in the Canadian tuxedos.
Oh, it's the best
picture. All denim.
So much denim.
That one around forever. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review,
and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.